Christmas, right this very minute. We need a little Christmas.
The Crescent City Sound Chorus will spread Christmas cheer as it opens the fourth annual NOLA Voice Talent Foundation's radio play of the classic Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life. NOLA Voice Talent Executive Director and Founder, Stephen James.
They're a fantastic group of female singers who sing in harmony. The Crescent City Sound Chorus is, in fact, the New Orleans chapter of the Sweet Ad Alliance, which is an international organization. And they will be performing for us for the first half hour of the production. And we have a little surprise from them as well. And I'm going to tell you what it is. One of the songs in It's a Wonderful Life, I'm sure everybody is familiar with the movie, is Buffalo Gals. They have added that to their repertoire for the evening as a little lagniappe and a perfect segue to this show.
A show, James says, will tug at your heartstrings as old-fashioned radio makes a comeback in this production, adapted for radio on stage by Los Angeles writer Tony Palermo, with an original score by Jonathan Green.
So let's take our minds back to the 40s, okay? And we didn't have this wonderful technology that we have today of computers and smartphones and so on. And in fact, nothing in those days was recorded. Radio shows went out live. Radio dramas were no exception. They were performed live in front of a studio audience. And of course, the studio audience provides the ambiance, the background, the laughter, the applause, and not least of which is that it gives something for the actors to communicate with. So the audience will actually see a set of actors on the stage playing the drama with their scripts in their hand, behind the mic. Now, this is absolutely enthralling for audiences because then they realize that some of the actors actually play several voices. And in our particular production, many of the actors play as many as four or five different voices.
James is one of those voice actors, an angel who comes to assist a depressed banker, George Bailey, who is in need of an intervention.
I play the role of Clarence. Clarence Oddbody, which my colleagues say is a perfect name for me. Clarence is on a quest. He's out to get his wings, all right? And the subject of his quest happens to be a certain George Bailey, who is somewhat schizophrenic in that he's going to conquer the world one minute and then he's on the brink of suicide the next minute. Okay, so it's Clarence's job, in order to win his wings, to actually save George Bailey from his own fate. So he shows George what life would have been like if he had never existed. The result of that is quite frightening. And I'll leave the audience to come along on Saturday to see how it all works out.
The annual production of It's a Wonderful Life is James's way of keeping the art of radio drama alive while giving back to the community.
The whole idea of the annual production of It's a Wonderful Life in New Orleans is to raise funds for the New Orleans and region community. In the first year we did it was in 2009. And in that year, the funds all went to post-Katrina regeneration. And in actual fact, in subsequent years, the funds have gone to regeneration in the region and urban redevelopment. This year, we're going to concentrate more on the performing arts.
The NOLA Voice Talent Foundation presents the radio onstage production of It's a Wonderful Life, with an opening performance by the Crescent City Sound Chorus at Deutsches Haus, 1023 Ridgewood Drive, Metairie. Saturday, 7 p.m., one performance only. Doors open at 6, with food and refreshments available. Free tickets will be given to the first 50 military personnel and veterans. More information at nolavoicetalent.org. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.